Washington, D.C. lobbyist Sebastian O'Kelly focused on three of the local issues his firm had been pursuing on behalf of the city, one of which was funding for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the North Harbor. It's a key part of replacing that aging facility.
That's something we've been working on for several years. Obviously, getting the delegation's support for that was key, working to push the Corps to fund that effort internally.
Another big issue for Petersburg that O'Kelly has been involved with is the Secure Rural Schools Act renewal. The city's long depended on that federal money to support local schools to the tune of roughly $1 million a year. The act's expired, and it's been renewed a few times since it replaced the old timber receipt payment system more than a decade ago. Timber receipts were mainly based on revenue from logging on federal lands, while Secure Schools is funded through the general U.S. Treasury. Congress passed a one-year stopgap extension for the program this year. However, O'Kelly pointed out that lawmakers remained at odds over how to pay for a multi-year renewal.
Part of that issue is also swept up in resource development of public lands, and there are lots of debates about that. Some folks feel we want to speed up that development, and that will help pay for the program. Others generally supportive of the program, but not supportive of that piece to pay for it.
Unless another renewal bill passes, Petersburg and other communities will receive their last secure rural school payments in January 2013. Another program, Payment in Lieu of Taxes, or PILT, is set for a final payment that June. The PILT programs provided towns like Petersburg with partial reimbursement for the loss of revenue from untaxable federal property within its boundaries. O'Kelly said for the past 4 or 5 months, his firm has also been involved with the city's concerns about the shipment of illegal drugs to the community through the mail system.
You know, the initial reaction from the Postal Service was, we can't be bothered with you, and that didn't go over very well. And so we've been working on that, and I know you guys have been working on that within your community and with the state reps and senators as well, and that seems to have at least gotten the attention of the guy who's in charge of the Postal Inspection Service to come all the way to Petersburg. That's probably not ever happened in the history of the Postal Inspection Service, so that's a certainly promising start.
United States Chief Postal Inspector Guy Cottrell and several other high-ranking staffers with the agency met with local officials in Petersburg last week, including the police chief and the city manager. O'Kelly noted that it had been a few years since counselors traveled to Washington, D.C. for an in-person visit with a congressional delegation, staffers, or other federal officials. He encouraged them to consider it for 2013. Petersburg pays $36,000 a year for the federal lobbyist. The City Council this week also heard from local Transportation Committee Chair Dave Kensinger, who was concerned about next year's Alaska Marine Highway schedule for Petersburg.
Basically, what we have to do as a community is draw a line in the sand, because right now we're approaching the point where we're having a lower level of ferry service. Actually, you have to go back to like 1962 when they just originally constructed, when they hadn't even constructed all three of the original vessels to get this low a number of stops in the community in the summertime.
The state comment period on the proposed schedule for next summer closes on August 28th with a statewide teleconference. Kensinger said the plan provides half the level of service Petersburg had back in 2006.
But basically what we're getting for service this year is pretty simple. There's a Bellingham boat that stops north and south. There's a Prince Rupert boat that makes two northbound stops and two southbound stops. That's our service that we have year-round. Now, our additional summer service, and don't get too excited here, will start June 9th and run until August 30th with one additional Prince Rupert boat. And then we also have the addition of the fast vehicle ferry that's going to run from July 1st for possibly 10 sailings on Tuesday only.
Kensinger presented the council with a draft letter of comments for the state. It asks that the Marine Highway lengthen the season for the additional Prince Rupert run and add another weekly fast ferry run between Petersburg and Juneau. If that's not possible, the letter asks for an explanation of why. The mayor and councilors unanimously agreed to send the letter to the state. Meanwhile, Petersburg officials are looking at cutting costs for replacement of the North Harbor. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht told the council this week that staff and engineers had come up with a plan.
the proposed alternative will initially reduce the number of stalls by phasing the project and eliminate some of the three-phase electricity upgrades. So what it will do, in a sense, is we'll have fewer stalls up front, and then we'll have to go back to the legislature or other sources of funding to finish the harbor up.
The latest cost estimate for the project this summer came in at over $9 million, which is more than $2 million above the available funds. In other news this week, the council passed the first reading of an ordinance that's aimed at clarifying the definition of dangerous and vicious dogs. Under existing code, vicious dogs are not allowed to be kept within the city limits. The owner of a dog that's deemed dangerous has to post a sign to that effect and take several more precautions to keep the animal under their control. The new ordinance would actually repeat existing wording to define a dog as dangerous when it, quote, unprovoked approaches a person in a clearly threatening manner and causes fear of imminent serious injury, or when unprovoked attacks and seriously injures another domestic animal, unquote. A dog would be deemed vicious if it makes an unprovoked attack or bites a person causing injury, or, quote, fear of imminent serious injury to the person, and that injury is only avoided through significant defensive measures, unquote. The language does make some allowance for situations where a dog is defending its owner or their property. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.